Time to catch up with Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, who joins us now. Morning, Lucy.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, tell us about this new exhibition. It sounds pretty interesting from the Shrine of Remembrance.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. We're really lucky to have this exhibition. It's called Changed Forever, Legacies of Conflict. And it tells stories of migrants from war-torn countries and also recent veterans from overseas service. And it just reflects the range and depth of experiences of conflict. And it's told through a whole range of different art media as well. So there's painting, sculpture, music, multimedia, poetry and photographs. And all of these tell stories that illustrate the effect of global and civil conflict on our society today.
Yeah, very interesting stuff, isn't it? And particularly now that we are such a, a microcosm of the world in just about every area in Australia now, with people from every area too.
Yeah, that's right. So, and I think there is a real focus on, you know, people who have moved here from war-torn countries and what they've experienced. And it's obviously really difficult for us to understand what other people experience. And I suppose this sort of exhibition brings their stories, and as I said, through a lot of different ways that people can interact with those stories so that we can at least get some understanding of what people go through and how it impacts on their futures and their lives.
Yes, I think we don't realise quite how lucky we are in Australia. When you see what's happening in the West Bank, they're technically at war now still, and the people just keep going on with this conflict idea, and it happens. And about 50% of people, I think, in Victoria were born outside of the country. So there'll be plenty of people who have experienced conflict, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. And so we've got the opening of the exhibition on Saturday. At 1 o'clock, there's a free guided tour if people want to come along beforehand, and then the official opening at 2 o'clock. And we're also very pleased that we've got the CEO of the Shrine of Remembrance, Dean Lee, who'll be the guest speaker, and the Zonta Club are providing Devonshire tea. So that will be just a lovely way to finish off as well.
Lovely. All righty. Now, the other thing, the Shaping Central Goldfields workshops. When are these on? Give us more details about these.
Right. So they kick off today in Talbot. So today from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock or from 6.30 to 8.30. So it depends if you're available during the day or prefer the evening. In the Talbot Town Hall, we will be starting off the workshops, and the Mayor will be there, some of our staff, and we're looking forward to as many people coming along and just telling us what they see as the future for Talbot and for Central Goldfields more broadly. And then the next one is on Thursday, the 20th of May in Denali. And so again, each of these are 2 o'clock in the afternoon for people who can come during the day and 6.30 in the evening. And that one also will be at the Town Hall in Denali. And then there's a couple of the week after, so I might tell you about those the week after. But anybody who's in Talbot and Denali, just looking at those times and if they could come along, we'd love to see them and hear all about what they see as the future for the Shire.
Yep, and more details obviously on the Shire website as well.
And in the papers every week as well. So lots of information there. If people miss the times and the dates, they can look them up on our website or in the Mirrabra Advertiser also on a Friday.
Fantastic. All right, Lucy, listen, always good to chat. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great, thank you. Bye.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.